Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, August 11th. Illinois Republican legislators talked with people in Rock Island about school funding, the budget, pensions, and the state's sanctuary status. Yesterday, State Senator Neil Anderson from Andalusia and Representative Tony McCombie of Savannah had coffee and conversation with more than 50 people at Theo's Java Club downtown. John Flaherty is a retired teacher who lives in Rock Island. He grudgingly accepts the budget that's been passed.
I don't think it's truly balanced. I think it was the best they could come up with. It still doesn't do anything about the $15 billion deficit, which needs to be done. And since it tied the school funding into the evidence-based funding model that got defeated, and now they have to go back on Senate Bill 1 and vote on that, hopefully Sunday. But as of today, the schools didn't get the money that was due. And the question is, how are they going to compromise to be able to get that money that they need?
Medina Navratil is another retired teacher from Rock Island. Her main concerns are law enforcement and immigration.
I would like them to promote allowing police officers to do their job, allowing the military to do their job, allowing ICE to do their job, and to stop taking care of everything illegal that's going on in the state, like the illegal sanctuary city of Chicago, the illegal Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel that provides 50% of the nation's illegal narcotics.
Anderson and McCombie hold coffee and conversations once a week, mainly to listen to people and answer questions. After years of research and writing, Mark Schwiebert has decided to take the next step in his efforts to fight climate change. As Herb Trix reports, the former Rock Island mayor and alderman has established a fund that will award grants each year for environmental education and studies.
Schwiebert wants the money to be used to remind people about the dangers of climate change and to support research into new products and processes.
But you're having strange and increasingly weird weather cycles, and it's all influenced by what we humans are doing in terms of the pollution that we're putting into the atmosphere and the way we're using up the Earth's resources at a reckless and irresponsible rate. It's just not sustainable.
The maximum grant will be for 2 years and up to $2,500 per year. The fund is overseen by the Community Foundation of the Great River Bend, and the first recipients, announced on Thursday, are the Bi-State Regional Commission, Augustana College, and the Eastern Iowa Community Colleges. I'm Herb Trix.
A new economic analysis shows more Iowans will be able to keep their insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace if the federal government approves Iowa's stopgap plan. There's only one insurance carrier, Medica, planning to sell individual ACA plans in Iowa in 2018. It's proposing a rate increase between 43% and 56%. At a public hearing in Cedar Rapids last night, Insurance Commissioner Doug Oman said the analysis confirmed his fear that thousands of people could lose health insurance if the state doesn't act.
When Medica did file, it didn't take long to look at their filings to figure out that it was going to have a dramatic impact on people that are outside the subsidized segment of the market.
Oman says he'll submit the finalized plan to the federal government within several days. He can't say when a decision will be made, but he expects the stopgap plan will be approved. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.